At this hour, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is being grilled on Capitol Hill. Senators want to know about his role in the firings of eight U.S. attorneys. Here's an exchange with Republican Senator Arlen Specter.
I'm asking you, were you prepared? You interjected that you're always prepared. Were you prepared for that press conference?
I didn't say that I was always prepared. I said I prepared for every hearing.
Well, and I'm asking you, do you prepare for your press conferences?
Senator, we do take time to try to prepare for the press conference.
And were you prepared when you said you weren't involved in any deliberations?
Senator, I've already conceded that I misspoke at that press conference.
That's Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez being questioned by Senator Specter at a Judiciary Committee hearing. NPR's Brian Naylor has been listening in, and he joins us now from the Capitol. And Brian, set the scene for us. Why are people saying this is the most important day in the Attorney General's career?
Well, Renee, as Senator Specter, who is the senior Republican on the panel, put it this morning in his opening statement, this is the Attorney General's reconfirmation hearing. Senators from both parties have lost confidence in the Attorney General because of his misstatements about his role in the firing of those attorneys last year. Democrats suspect many of the firings were due to political reasons, and White House documents show they were interested in keeping loyal Bushies in the jobs. And the Attorney General previously said he wasn't involved in the decisions to replace the attorneys, but the subsequent documents and testimony from his subordinates indicate that the Attorney General was very involved, and the senators want to know basically why Gonzalez tried to cover that up. So you've got a very packed hearing room, reporters, photographers, and members of the public. There are even a few people in the audience with "Arrest Gonzalez" written out on duct tape on their backs.
Well, that exchange we just heard with a Republican senator was pretty testy. What are the most striking things you've heard so far from Gonzalez and also from the senators?
Right. At times, it's been very contentious. Patrick Leahy, the Democratic chairman of the committee, said that there is a growing scandal swirling around the dismissal of the prosecutors, and he said he hoped Gonzalez's past failures to give a complete explanation of his role in the firings won't be continued today. Specter said Gonzalez comes to the hearing with a heavy burden of proof to reestablish his credibility, to justify the firings, and to demonstrate that he can provide leadership to the Department of Justice.
And what else do the senators want to know? Any specific facts or information?
Well, they want to know the reasons why the eight U.S. attorneys were fired on a case-by-case basis. Of particular interest to Democrats is Carol Lam of California and David Iglesias of New Mexico, who both had political corruption cases going on in their offices. Iglesias came to the attention of Karl Rove, the president's political advisor, and Republican Senator Pete Domenico from New Mexico. Both raised questions about why Iglesias' office wasn't doing more to go after some case involving some Democrats, and they raised these concerns with Gonzalez. So they want to know how much Bush administration interest there was in this particular firing.
And just briefly, what's next?
Well, we've got a number of different congressional committees involved following different threads of this. There is an attempt to get the attorney general's former counsel in to provide immunity, who she's refused to testify so far about her role in this, citing her Fifth Amendment.
NPR's Brian Naylor, thank you very much.
Thanks, Renee.